Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome back to the Rosecast. I'm one of your hosts, Tim Kennedy. With me, as always, is renowned bachelor veteran, expert, connoisseur, enthusiast. I feel like I'm going down the line. I should be going up the line. Alex Bradford.
What an intro, Rim. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, okay. I write some notes down. I didn't write that down. That was just from the
Thank
heart.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So you're welcome.
Feels so good to be back. I'll tell you that.
It kind of does. AB, it's taken 2 long months, but I think we finally cleansed ourselves of the stench of Nick's season. Would you agree?
No, because he's still been on my TV a lot lately. So
that's true. And I think I follow Vanessa on Instagram, which is a decision I made before the finale of The Bachelor, and now I see them two all the time. So you're right. He's still stinking up my life with his. Womanizing his gross, creepy, stuttering, can't look at the camera stench or look anybody in the eye. But I don't know about you, AB. I'm excited for Rachel. I'm ready for the first time in probably more than a year since Ben to like a bachelor, bachelorette, and I want to watch him, you know, find love rather than fame.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Season premiere is Monday, so we are here to run down a few recent events in Bachelor World, including the shocking Ben and Lauren breakup, and it is shocking for a relative newbie like myself.
Stunned.
Stunned silence is what that news left me in. Jordan and JoJo, on the other end of the spectrum, still going strong somehow. Who would have guessed that? An awesome spinoff show. I don't know if you saw that news, AB. There's basically going to be the Bachelor Challenge.
I did. I'm very excited.
And the elephant in the room. Chris Soules' arrest and impending imprisonment, if you want to bring out Rim the lawyer. The guy's going to jail. But first, my take. First, a topic which I think we are uniquely suited for, given the racial makeup of the hosts of this show, race and the Bachelor franchise. AB, with little to no evidence, we've already proclaimed ourselves the only interracial male Bachelor recap podcasting duo in the world.
Yeah.
Yet to see that debunked.
Someone prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong. We're going to roll with it until someone proves us wrong. I don't know if you know this. Rachel is black, the Bachelorette. I don't know if you're aware.
I am.
Some people don't see race, so I thought I'd just state it
plainly. I see race and I see color. As you should.
AB, I'll defer to you, the black one, for new listeners. Mm-hmm. How do you expect them to approach the topic of race on the show from Rachel's perspective?
I think she's going to touch on it head on, Rim. Before she gets into a deep relationship with any of these guys, they're going to have a conversation about the topic. Period. It's how much I trust. That's more about me trusting Rachel than trusting ABC in the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise, because I don't think they're going to really force it. I think it'll be her.
I don't think anything related to race will come out of Chris Harrison's mouth at any point.
No.
He might say the word diverse here and there, but that's about
Chris
it.
Chris isn't on here for that, to tiptoe around the earth. Chris isn't on here to touch the heavy hitting subjects. He's here to get a tan, drink a lot of mimosas, and chill on a beach for 23 hours of his day.
I mean, that's straight facts.
That's the facts about Chris Harrison. The guy's got a cush job.
He's not trying. Put on his tombstone.
What does he need to worry about race relations in America right now? He's got the best thing going in the world right now.
Chris Harrison might not know who the president is. He just lives in true fantasy land 52 weeks a year. Okay, a couple quotes from Rachel here from an article in Us Magazine.
Let's hear it.
Which is a publication I apparently have to keep up with now that I'm in this game. With the guys, you know, if it's something new to them, then I want to talk about it the same. You got to slow down here, Rim. If you're reading a quote, you can't just try to fly through it. You're going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Let's take a deep breath. With the guys, you know, if it's something new to them, then I want to talk about it the same way that I wanted to talk to Nick about it. Have you ever dated a black woman before? Straight out, period. To the point. I don't just date a specific race. I date everyone. I'm open to everyone. I'm hoping to see a cast that reflects that as well, and I've told the producers that. So, white person translation, there better be a shit ton of black people on here, because we're not going to do the same old charade that they do every season on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. I don't think it's going to be a big topic in the early episodes. The white guys that bring it up will come off as tryhards.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more of a topic down to the wire when you're getting down to potential hometown situations.
That's what I'm saying.
And then it's going to be a bigger discussion.
I agree. I think before she goes to that next level with the guys, she'll touch on it. But start of the season, you don't need to have these heavy conversations yet.
Jump in the pool.
Yeah, this is
pour a few drinks.
Time to have fun.
SNL, I don't know if you saw this, actually prepared a skit on this topic for last week's episode or 2 weeks ago, but it was cut for time. Luckily, King of the Internet Rim has a clip, which I'll play for you now.
In just 3 weeks, The Bachelorette is back. And this season, we're finally embracing diversity with our first ever black bachelorette. Meet Rachel Lindsay.
Hi, I'm looking for someone funny, kind, and smart. I can't wait to meet the guys and hear what they have to say.
Hi, I'm Peter. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Also, I have dated black girls before.
That's great.
Well, one black girl. Okay, we didn't date, we just made out.
Okay, see you in the house.
Also, it was in a dark club, so I didn't know it till we were outside.
I will see you in the house.
Our most progressive season ever.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Dave. Did you see Get Out?
I did. I thought it was...
I loved that movie. It's such an important film, right? I mean, that guy, Key and Peele, is such a great director.
No, that's two people. You know what? Never mind.
Okay, that last joke didn't get enough love from the audience. A white person calling Key and Peele one person is very funny.
Very funny.
Another angle of the race issue that we wondered about in our later podcast after they announced Rachel was The Bachelorette. What would be the ethnic makeup of the contestants? Well, AB, finally, we got our answer this afternoon. And I say finally because the show starts in like 4 days. Chris Harrison revealed the contestants on Facebook Live, something I actually watched live and regretted instantly while I was doing it.
How was it? Because I didn't watch it.
You want a quick review?
Yeah, I want to know, were the guys a part of it or did they just show a picture of them?
Okay, so imagine your like wildest, biggest possible Facebook Live blowout studio, like maybe even in the post where they usually have the after the final roast, just this huge thing.
It's there?
Imagine that. And then imagine the exact fucking opposite. And that's what this was. It was the exact opposite. It was Chris Harrison standing in front of a green screen with no audience
And he was just saying the guy's names and making one comment about them, kind of like what we're going to do, but he's Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
And it was just the pictures that were on the website and their names and ages, and he was rifling through them. The whole thing took probably 15 minutes. It was terrible. And I don't know what took so long. He spent a lot. He spent every, I'd say, 2 minutes, he would apologize about how late the contestant announcements were this year. He said, I know a lot of you are angry with me because if you got your fantasy leagues and all that. He kept apologizing. It was all his jokes fell flat. It was a disaster. It was a disaster.
Chris Harrison, he's not made for that type of stuff, Rim.
No, he's not. I mean, this was beneath him. I was watching Chris Harrison on Facebook Live, and he had this vibe like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, only 5,000 people are watching. I'm Chris fucking Harrison, the million viewer man.
I mean, why did it take so long, though? Me and you were talking like a week ago because we wanted to do our preseason where we roast all the guys, but the guys weren't out yet. So I thought they just weren't going to announce it because everyone wants to know the makeup of this cast. So they might be able to get more viewers if they don't release that.
Conspiracy Rim, maybe they had to hodgepodge together a few extra guys. Well, number one, there's 31 guys, which has got to be the most contestants ever. Maybe some guys quit when they found out that the Bachelorette was not a white woman. AB, ooh, stay woke, AB. That's I didn't read that anywhere. I didn't hear that anywhere. Just something to think about.
Okay.
But Chris Harrison revealed no reasoning for why. He just apologized a lot.
Okay.
Anyway, so yes, we want to know the racial makeup of this cast. Period. Flat out. That's what we want.
That's what we're looking for.
And AB, would you guess majority white, majority black, or other?
Majority white.
Okay, and you'd be correct. I think, rough count, we had maybe 17 white guys and 11 or 12 black guys, and then an Asian and an Indian and something else. There's one in here, I don't know what he is, so we'll find that out later. I'll get your opinion on that. But yeah, still majority white, but you give them credit. I mean, pretty diverse, right?
Impressive.
I mean, it's a step forward, you got to say.
Impressive. I mean, it's not going to be, you're not going to get a majority of a different race. That's not just not going to happen, and probably shouldn't.
So we're going to run through each contestant quickly. Did not expect there to be 31. We're going to roast them based on their looks and biographies. And we already did our quick race tally, but if you get a different number when we're finished here, let me know. No big deal. AB, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Starting with Adam. White guy, 27-year-old. I'm going to name the race, too, by the way.
Got to have the race.
Got to have it.
Because if people aren't looking at the website and they're not looking, they need to know in their heads. 27-year-old real estate agent. He's got those eyes that it looks like they're upside down. Maybe you got any quick things about Adam before I go into a couple of his notable responses?
Weird eyes. That's the only thing that stood out to me.
There's a group of people in the world who it looks like they're high all the time and they don't smoke drugs. He's in that group, Adam, high eyes guy. What's the most romantic present you have ever received and why? Adam's answer was threesome. So I don't know if he thought they weren't going to publish these, but instantly disqualified in my eyes. Rachel's a classy girl. These guys need to understand that. There's some answers in here that are instant DQ.
And Rim and AB don't play that.
We don't play.
You come at Rachel, you're fucking toast.
We defend Rachel like a sister.
Yeah.
Okay. And that, we don't play that. Sir, Adam is out. Number two, Alex, 28-year-old white information. I forgot to say white before I got his age. So 28-year-old white information service system. I don't know. Who cares? He's got Luke Pell hair. And hitty eyebrows, and by that I mean they kind of they're real thick, and they kind of curl around his eyes a little bit. AB, you got anything on Alex?
They asked him their top favorite groups/artists, and he couldn't even come up with three. Which you can't even name. You couldn't even pull out a third musician that you enjoy. You can't even do that. You're out.
Anthony, first black guy. 26-year-old education software manager. Looks pretty jacked. You got anything on Anthony?
He's bald.
Little point on his head. I don't know if that'll play a role in how far he goes, but it's a weird head. I want to talk about some of Anthony's bio question responses. What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? He took a job to teach English in Indonesia with minimal preparation. Okay, so he's adventurous and service-oriented. What's your greatest achievement to date? Getting a Fulbright grant to teach in the Ivory Coast. Okay, so he's a genius. What is your favorite all-time book and why? The most recent, he says tough, so he reads a lot of books. The most recent is The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. It's like a dream I don't want to wake up from. So he stimulates his mind with an intellectual reading.
This guy.
Whoa. Impressive.
Seems like him and Rachel would hit it off.
I think so too. Blake E. 31, white, 31-year-old aspiring drummer. First disrespectful occupation they've assigned to a contestant. He looks fine. I guess you got anything on Blake? I mean, he looks like a guy. He looks like a Blake, you know. No disrespect to our good friend Blake, but this guy looks like a Blake.
He kind of reminds me of James Taylor for some reason.
Yeah, he's got James Taylor.
Got James Taylor feel to him. But then they asked him if he could watch any movie right now. What would it be? And he said the new 50 Shades of Grey. Because I love taboo sexy stuff. What?
That answer came right after, what's your favorite flower? Roses, because I'm a classic gentleman.
No, you're not.
You seem weird. And the question was not, what movie would you want to watch with Rachel or a date right now? It's just, what movie would you want to watch?
Just by yourself. Yeah.
So he's just watching 50 Shades alone, which is weird even for Rim and AB. All right, Blake, 29-year-old United States Marine veteran. Thank you for your service. As longtime listeners know, we do not make fun of veterans.
Nope.
Thank you for your service. Thank you, sir. But he's an idiot because he likes Chipotle, and everyone knows that Poncheros, fresh pressed tortillas, people forget that. If you like Chipotle and you've had both, you're a moron. Thank you for your service, but you're an idiot. quick, one last thing on, forgot his name already, Blake K. Meatloaf said he would do anything for love, but he won't do that. What will you not do for love? Blake K's answer was, wrestle a crocodile or eat monkey brains. So that kicked up a notch.
Personally, I'd eat the shit out of some monkey brains.
For love. If your wife said, eat these monkey brains or we're getting a divorce, you'd do it?
Yeah, Blake. I mean, wrestle an alligator, crocodile, whatever. Sure, that makes sense. Eat some monkey brains, you'll live.
That surprises me. You might not live the crocodile. You know, you might not survive that.
That's what I'm saying. That makes sense for an answer.
Oh, okay.
This guy won't eat monkey brains. That's a check mark, a red flag for me.
I like that. I like that angle.
Yeah.
Next up, Brady.
Sounds like we're out on everybody, basically.
AB, when I get that to Black Anthony. I tried Black Anthony's cool, and we don't have to call him that, but tried to go through all of them after I took notes on all these guys, and I realized I can't fail out of top three. I got maybe two. Brady, 29-year-old male model. Now, I'm no expert on the industry, but in my opinion, he's got too large of a forehead to really break into the top echelon of male models. Just my take. AB, you got anything on Brady?
He was asked, describe your top three least favorite things to do on a date. Paying for everything. Okay, checkmark one. Saying goodnight. Checkmark two. What are you talking about? Get in an Uber that doesn't speak English. Uh-oh, Rim. Uh-oh.
We got a situation.
Uh-oh. Anyone that has a problem with people that don't speak English,
That's a red flag.
I'm iffy on.
I be honest, I read that and I didn't realize it said least favorite things to do.
Yeah.
I thought it said favorite. So I read that as like, he loves to pay for everything. Like the good, I read it as a good thing.
Yeah.
He loves
to
get Uber drivers who he can't communicate with. Cause that's like a fun adventure type thing. Turns out, nope, we got to, if there's any All Lives Matter guys in this crop, it's Brady.
Wow.
Okay, moving on to Brian, a 37-year-old chiropractor. During the live stream, Chris Harrison said he's ancient in Bachelor world. He's got big head, big hair, big ears. I mean, from a distance, we got something here. Close up, the guy's a disaster. What do you got on Brian with a Y?
I like the guy. When I first looked, I didn't see that he's 37, but... Rachel's 31, isn't she? So that maybe 32 now. So that's not really that big a deal.
You won't find me making fun of him being old. No, sir.
I'm in.
My favorite, this is one of my all-time favorite bio question responses. What are your three best attributes? Now, follow along here, AB. What are your three best attributes?
Okay.
Affectionate / passionate, comma. Personable / charming / funny, comma. Kind / good heart. Just a blatant disregard for the premise of the question. I mean, that's if there's ever been a Michael Scott style answer, that's it. I mean, by my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 adjectives.
Attributes, yeah.
So shout out to Brian for squeezing it all in. Brian's 37. He knows he's running out of time, so he's trying to squeeze in as much as he can into these answers.
He's got
to
sell himself. I also like, they asked him what his most embarrassing style was, and he said JNCO jeans. I like that, Rim.
Well, nice to have a little understanding that we all used to look like idiots.
Yep.
Shout out to Bryce with a Y. Again, obviously white. 30-year-old firefighter.
Obviously.
I mean, these names. These names. looks like if you tried, in my opinion, he looks like if you tried to make a Lego version of Brian, the last guy. You know what I'm saying? With the blockhead. He's got the biggest jaw this side of College or Dropout Kanye, in my opinion. notable bio question responses, AB. I want your take on these. I put almost all of them. He seems like a maniac. What is the most outrageous thing you have ever done? High-speed pursuit on a motorcycle? Save someone's life? Outrageous is relative.
No, it's not.
What the fuck is that? I mean, your favorite actor and why? Matthew McConaughey. I could see myself being him.
What do you mean?
Buddy, I'm looking at your headshot here and I can't. What's the most romantic present you have ever received and why? Handwritten letter. Bullshit alert right there. I feel like handwritten letters are one of the purest forms of materialized emotion.
What's this psychopath talking about, Rim?
These are psychopath answers. Oh, here's a good one. What does your ideal mate look like? Tall, athletic, soft features, kind of creepy, eyes you could drown in, and a smile that insults the sun.
Listen, bud, those are like cheesy lines to use that might work, but you're not even talking to anyone.
If this were a Tinder bio, it would go viral for being so ridiculous.
What about, what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? Caught a girl's hair on fire once.
Well, he's a firefighter, so he must be a bad firefighter if that occurred. Last thing on, what's this guy's name? Brian? Bryce? Who fucking knows? What's your biggest date fear? The chick is actually a dude.
Okay, whoop.
Whoop.
Maybe whoop. Whoop.
I didn't realize that was like a common fear that people had. Like, oh, I'm going on a date. Hope she's not a dude. Fingers crossed.
Hey, side note, little something for my transgender people. They don't like trick people like that. That's not like, that's offensive and ridiculous.
It's not a deception play.
Yeah.
All right. Dean, what would you guess his race is? He's little. Dean is white. he's a 26-year-old startup recruiter. With the Pauly D blowout?
Yep. Likes hot Cheetos, Rim.
Okay, is that good or bad?
Good for me. I'm a hot Cheeto guy.
Well, that's a black point, isn't it?
That's a black point for Rachel, too.
Wearing a raggedy shirt. Looks like he borrowed... The only guy who's wearing a truly raggedy shirt in all these photos...
Looks like the seams are busting.
Yeah, it looks like he borrowed
old,
it from...
Not like that he's ripped.
No, he's not ripped. He might be the small... This is going to be the sneaky Alex of this group. He might be 5'5".
It's listed at 6'2", Rim.
All right. Well, there's no heights here. They're only headshots. They're only headshots.
The heights listed.
Don't stab boy me in the middle of the show here. That was a good joke and you shat on it. Here's my favorite, an all-time quote for a bio question. What does being married mean to you? I think marriage is an institutionalized sham derived from religious beliefs. That said... That said, when I get married, it's a lifelong commitment. So marriage is total bullshit. I'm going to do it and honor it. All right. Well, thanks for your... That's a good take. That's a good take. DeMario.
Well, I wonder what he is, Rim. Black.
I was going to let you do that. I wasn't going to do that. Yep. This is our second black guy. 30-year-old executive recruiter. Very good looking.
Let me just step in here, Rim. This man, this is a sexy, sexy man right off the bat. Yes. The best looking man in the house that I've seen so far yet.
According to Chris, he knows it. Chris said he's smooth, probably too smooth. So I don't know if he like tries to sneak some girls into the Bachelor Mansion or what's going on. But here we go. Do you like being the center of attention or do you prefer being more mysterious and why? I won't lie. I love attention. Not like 07 Britney Spears attention or 2011 Sheen. So he seems to have like a photographic memory of celebrity blowups, which is kind of weird. Natural attention, like when Justin and Britt wore those incredible denim outfits.
Them shits were incredible, Rim. Those outfits.
I'm on his side already.
Yeah. What an answer.
Next up, Eric. Let's keep it moving. 29-year-old personal trainer. Chris kind of roasted him for being a personal trainer on the live stream. He said, we don't get very many of those. We wanted to try something new. No audience, so it fell totally flat.
Fell flat, yeah.
Decent looking guy. I mean,
he's fine. Yeah.
Square chin, fine. I mean, I wouldn't look twice if I saw him on the street. If I saw DeMario on the street, it'd be like, is that Mario Winans or someone famous?
he's got a little funny tidbit in his questions here. What is your favorite soft drink / juice? It's green drink, Rim. That's good.
I know.
Well, Dave Chappelle.
That's what I thought of, but
I don't know if that's what he meant.
All right, let's move on. I mean, forget Eric's fine. Let's move on to Fred. Interesting for two reasons right off the bat. He's wearing a sweater and a collared shirt, a button down. Interesting play from Fred.
He looks 15 years older than he is.
Yes. He's dressed 50 years older than he is. He looks like he'd be on a State Farm commercial. You know what I mean? Trying to get you some homeowner's insurance.
He looks like dork Chris Paul. Like Cliff Paul.
Yeah, he looks like Cliff. That's exactly it. He looks like Cliff Paul.
Yeah.
27-year-old executive assistant. Oh, interesting tidbit. That is, I don't know if it's on here, AB. Chris said this in the live stream. A little insider knowledge. Shout out to Rim.
Good stuff.
When he was 7, he had a crush on his camp counselor, 7 or 8. You know, common thing for kids. His camp counselor was Rachel.
What?
Yeah, what a story.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
Good. That's
incredible.
A good storyline.
That's something you can build a relationship on.
And much better than we had a one-night stand at a wedding.
That's great.
Great. Oh, he might be a weirdo, though. He might be. There's always a chance these guys are weirdos. The question was, have you ever been turned on at the wrong time? His answer is, again, I don't think these guys knew they were going to publish these. Yes, there are times that I get aroused at work.
Aroused? No.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening that I'm saying this. And I have to go back to my desk to avoid being noticed. So let's just play this out here. So he's not in a meeting because he can go back to his desk. So he obviously has a crush on some coworker, a vigorous crush, and is over at her desk talking to her and is like, well, I got to go, like, urgently. And he has to run back to his desk. I mean, that's the only scenario that occurred here for Fred. Next up, Grant, 29-year-old emergency medicine physician, which...
White guy.
I mean, you're just a physician then, right? I mean, I don't know. White guy, yep. I said he looks like the white version of Grant from JoJo's season. And they're both named Grant. Got a square. That's a reach. That's a reach.
That's a big reach.
Not all the jokes hit. Everybody knows that. AB, you got anything on Grant? I mean...
What's your favorite magazine, Playboy? It's not...
People forget Playboy is not even a magazine anymore. It's only online. Really? Yeah. No more print editions. Oh, here's a couple things. If you could live in any other time period, what would it be? The future.
Okay.
Pal. That actually might be the deepest shit I've ever heard, AB.
that's
the future. No. No need to dwell on past issues or time periods. I'm into that. Grant, sneaky. Shout out to Ignacio.
Iggy.
They call him Iggy.
Love the name Iggy, the nickname Iggy.
It's a Iggy dope name. For the Kennedy family, not a good nickname. We had, my little brother had an iguana named Iggy, which we kept in a aquarium much too small for it for far too long. That was a violent iguana. We should have been locked up for the way we treated that iguana. Anyway, shout out to Ignacio, unrelated. 30-year-old consulting firm CEO. AB, what do you got? You got any guesses here, racial makeup-wise?
It's got to be some island, Rim, in my opinion.
I think so, too. Who knows?
I'm not for
Let's
sure.
Let's play this one safe.
He is 5'6", Rim, so that could be an issue. Rachel might be taller than him.
Rachel is pretty tall. Some notable bio question responses. What are your three best attributes? Passionate, loyal, witty. What are your three worst attributes? Passionate, loyal, witty.
Boo!
Come up with three bad things about you, asshole. Don't do the same ones. Oh, Chris said he's a super nice guy. We all really liked him. So that's how you know he doesn't win.
We all really liked him. Liked.
He was a cool guy to have around the house.
I like his look, though. He seems like a nice guy. Seems fun.
Yeah. I'm into Ignacio.
I'm an Iggy guy.
Next up, and this is not a joke, a man named Jack Stone.
Did he get a last name included too, or is that his first name?
Great question, AB. There are no other Jacks on the show. I think they just included his last name because it's so obviously a porn name. And that's funny. 32-year-old attorney. Yeah, Jack Stone. No good bio answers, I thought. Just a solid regular dude.
Regular, yeah. Nothing.
Weird hair. Jack Stone. Next up, Jamie. J-A-M-E-Y. So minus 1 point right there. Again, obviously white guy with that spelling. 32-year-old sales account. Are we going to get in trouble? Do you think people will be taken aback by some of the things, some of the jokes we make here? Who knows? 32-year-old sales account executive. Don't know what that means. You know, AB, I got down this far and I realize everybody's got a beard these days. Remember when I first started getting the beard going and it was like, whoa.
Rim's got a beard.
Now it's like, if you don't have a beard, people look at you like something's wrong with you.
Whoa, AB, where's your beard?
Yeah, exactly. You got anything on Jamie?
I think he's got a good look. I had him as one of my top white people. See, I have my list. I've broken down my top black people, top white people, top other people.
Good. I love how far we've taken that. Good. he does have a good look. He looks like a traditional, I'll say this, he looks like a traditional Bachelor contestant. He looks like, who was the swimmer, Robbie, on JoJo's season?
Yeah,
that's almost identical to Robbie.
Now that you say that, I'm taking him off my list. He also, what does your ideal mate look like? He was asked that question. He said a model.
Follow up, describe your best friend of the opposite sex and why he or she deserves that title. I do not have female friends.
Okay.
I burst out laughing when I read that. Just the deadpan, I do not have female friends. Oh. Seem cool.
Okay. Seems like you'll be good friends with Rachel then. Yeah,
I'm sure you're super popular at work. Next up, I found the Evan from this season, AB, and his name and his name is Jedediah.
I put, this is the type of guy whose religion I really don't fuck with.
What's his religion? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. His name's Jedediah.
Jedediah, 35-year-old ER physician, almost certainly divorced. I think we can all, I mean, just based on the look and the Evan history, he's almost certainly divorced. No bio question responses that I found interesting. Jedediah, he's going to be the weirdo. If we're going to guess,
Jedediah is an Amish name, Rim.
That's a deep Amish name too. That's not like my last name's Yoder and like some of my cousins used to be Amish, or even Jebediah. You can get away, you know, like, yeah. Jeb Bush is probably Jebediah for all we know. Jedediah is like only Amish people name their kids that. So I don't know if he's been shunned and he's broken out of the game or what's going on, but interesting guy, interesting look, put it that way. Next up, Jonathan. Eye roll, cringeworthy occupation they gave him. Let's just pay him the respect he deserves. He's a doctor, a 31-year-old doctor, but his occupation says tickle monster. So
how do you know he's a doctor?
Because of the live stream.
Oh, okay.
I got that info y'all don't have.
That's a good info, because I wrote down that this guy, based on his occupation, shouldn't be within 100 feet of elementary school.
I feel like Jonathan, until they change that, has a case to sue
the Bachelor. That's bullshit.
It's not okay what they did.
That's not okay at all.
Notable bio question responses. Tattoos. Not yet. Guy's open to getting a tattoo later in life. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Most people just say no. I mean, he's not that interesting. That's why I picked that one. There's nothing going on there. Next up, Josiah, black guy, 28-year-old prosecuting attorney. Looks fine. I like his shirt. I got nothing else on him.
Good look.
He's got a good look. Kenneth, a.k.a. Diggy, 31-year-old senior inventory analyst. Glasses.
Sweet glasses.
Tortoise frames. I'm sorry. I always say turtle. What do you got on Diggy?
He's one of my top guys, Rim. Top black guys.
Maybe I can change your mind.
Okay.
Tell us a fun story about a one-night stand. I spent all day with this girl. This is Diggy. I wouldn't do this. I spent all day with this girl, and she ended up coming home with me, and we had sex.
Okay.
She then received a text saying her brother was missing. Not injured. Missing. Potentially dead. So I played asleep so I didn't have to help.
I mean, Rim, in life, there are things you do that you are not proud of. Everyone has those things. Some of those things you just don't need to talk about after they happen. Like, why did you put that on here?
Again, I don't think they told them.
Even if that is what you did. Even if that is what you did as a scumbag, you shouldn't have put that on there.
Just say, I can't think of anything.
I'm out on Diggy. Like
the most embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, went from the top guy to the out. No, he'll be around. I mean, listen, this is like a 6'3 guy. He's got glasses, he's got the looks.
It's only 5'11, Rim.
Okay. Would you quit it with the heights? I didn't put the heights
the heights
down.
The heights are right here. I'm not going to let you call these
Next
guys
up.
Tall.
Next up, I don't think this guy's going to win or be in our top whatever, but he's definitely going to be Rim and AB fan favorite.
Oh, Kenny?
And that's Kenny.
My man?
Kenny.
My man, Kenny. Oh, yeah, he's got that look. His smile just makes me laugh. I know he's just got done saying something funny.
He's a 35-year-old pro wrestler.
Wow.
He's a big, thick guy. I'm going to go ahead and compare him to Big E.
Yeah.
Seems funny, like you said. He has a daughter, so he's AB, a little playing around with the daughter and all that. And Chris said he cries more than anybody else this season, which is big points in my book. Big crier here. I'm a Kenny guy. And he's used to being in a house, for lack of a better word, with a bunch of testosterone-laden dudes, right? I think Kenny has what it takes to survive in the house. We'll see if he has what it takes to sweep Rachel off the mat.
Looking at some wrestling pictures of Kenny right now.
That quick, huh?
Yeah, that quick. He also might have been like a Chippendale dancer at one point, or maybe that's his wrestling gimmick. I don't know.
Ooh, well, we need to know more about that before we make any declarative statements. Next up, Kyle. Kenny's black, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that.
I think Kyle might be... you know what? He's got a TNA championship here, Rim. Is this a big name?
I don't know.
He's got a TNA championship belt here. That's the second biggest company.
We got a movie. Can't make this a wrestling podcast, Sammy. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Kyle, 26-year-old marketing consultant. He said, in response to the question, what does your ideal mate look like? 7+. Looks matter for the ideal, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on. The bottom line here is he answered a question, what does your ideal mate look like? And he responded, the first thing that came to his mind was a number. a rating system out of 10.
That's a red flag.
That's a big red flag. Any culture or skin tone, big butt, I'm definitely a butt guy. So shout out to Kyle. I don't think Rachel's going to pick you. Sorry, bud. All right, you mentioned James Taylor earlier. I mean, this guy, next guy up, Lee. A white guy with like a Conan O'Brien, like a knockoff Conan O'Brien do. 30-year-old singer-songwriter. What do you got on Lee?
His hair just doesn't work, Rim.
I don't think Rachel's into that.
No.
I don't know her from a hole in the wall, but I can't imagine going for that. He's obviously there for the wrong reasons. I mean, his bio says singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Next up, Lucas, also white guy, 30-year-old, occupation listed as Waboom. So hard pass. I'm going to go ahead and say hard pass on your end as well.
What do you think that means?
Chris Harrison described it or said something about it, and I stopped listening. I have no interest in a guy who has a catchphrase.
You pass. Okay. Pass.
Okay, next up we got Matt, 32-year-old construction sales rep. Shows up in a penguin suit, apparently. Little homage to Alexis.
There was a lot of inside details you got from that
last stream. I didn't realize how much was going on. Shout out to me for taking copious notes on 3:30 on a Wednesday afternoon watching a Facebook live stream about the announcement of Bachelorette contestants. So, good for you, Rim. he's 32, looks 42, very hairy, balding a little, but also hairy on the face. Thick eyebrows. I mean, I feel like they had to work overtime. The makeup people had to work overtime to get his eyebrows ready for the show. If you want me to be blunt. AB, you got anything on Matt first glance?
Seems like a cool guy, but Rachel's not going to be into him.
No, you got to have an advanced degree. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there right now. You can't be construction sales rep guy.
No.
You know, probably worked his way. Shout out to him. Probably worked his way up from the yard, but it's not. Rachel needs some intellect. But I fuck with him. And here's why. These two answers. Looking at him, you wouldn't think he's a softie, but he is. If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? Listen to this answer. Maybe Matt Lauer, so I could help people start their day off on the right foot. He seems like a genuine guy and a class act.
Wow, what an answer.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Who are your top three favorite artists and why? Justin Timberlake, Train, and John Mayer. All three have gone their own route and stood the test of time.
Wow. What is your greatest achievement to date, Rim? Probably the 10 years I've spent as a basketball coach, volunteering, and working with inner city kids. I'm in.
What's the catch here, Matt? Woman's dream.
Never mind. I'm all in on this guy. Instead of most of these guys went like the sleazy route for some reason on their answers, which blows my mind. I don't really understand why you'd want to come off the way some of these people do. If you're trying to be funny, it's not. No, number one, no one really reads these except Rim and AB.
You'd be surprised. For all the people who do their fantasy leagues, for all the maniacs who do their fantasy leagues and they make their picks before the first episode.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next up, we got Michael. That ended kind of abruptly. It sounded like I was going to say something else about that, but then I didn't. Let's move on.
Just shit on next people who do fantasy leagues?
I didn't
continue.
No qualifier, just moved on. I'm just saying you need to watch the first episode before you make your picks. That's what everybody needs to know. Next up, we got Michael. Ninth black guy, AB. We're getting up in there, close to double digits here. 26-year-old former pro basketball player, and he seems boring. That's all I got.
I pulled a picture of him. I think he went to Albany, University of Albany, basketball player. So
good for Michael. All right, I got a feeling he's going home early. He seems boring. I'm sorry. Next up, we got Milton, 31-year-old hotel recreation supervisor, black guy, wild ears. Those ears have an injury. You know when you're making a creative player in the basketball thing and you're like, I don't know what my ears look like. This guy probably knows what his ears look like because they got some interesting curves. He's got a tattoo inside his bottom lip.
Weird.
Kind of weird. AB, what do you think of Michael's answer for why, what you hope to get out of being on the show?
Hey, what's the purpose? Before I answer that question, what's the purpose of bottom lip tattoos?
I don't know. It's kids these days with their Snapchat, and I don't know what's going on. He's older than me, but I'm just saying, I don't know. Who knows what's hot in the streets right now? Bottom inner bottom lip tattoo? I don't get it. And also, that's it. That's his only tattoo, which is bizarre. That seems like a stage two, or that's an advanced tattoo you get after getting tattoos on the exterior.
Absolutely.
I mean, that'd be like, do you have any tattoos? Yeah, I dyed my eye black or something like that. Like, whoa, you skipped
the heart,
mom? Yeah. So I don't know. They asked him, what do you hope to get out of participating in this show? Real answer? Discovered.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even see that one, Rim.
Listen to this. Everyone tells me I'm made for TV and movies. Doesn't mean I'm out here hoping for that, but I would like to break into writing or acting. He didn't want to break into writing. He wants to break into acting. He just said writing to make it seem like he's not trying to be in front of the camera. He's here to be an actor or a model or something. And truth be told, Milton, it ain't going to happen for you. But no. I respect the shit out of you for that first truthful answer in Bachelor History. That's 100% truth.
Real answer? Real talk?
You want the real shit? I'm trying to get discovered out here.
Wow, I didn't even read that one.
But obviously, he's donezo if Rachel read these bios at any point. But yeah. Respect the answer, definitely. Next up, we got Mohit. Neither white nor black, from my estimation. He appears to be of Indian descent. A 26-year-old product manager, not project manager, product manager, and he seems extremely boring. What do you got on Mohit?
What kind of music do you listen to, Rim? Rap and country? Interesting.
That's a very little overlap between those two music genre
fans. Every single one of his answers is very short. He didn't take very much time on this.
And for that reason, we're not going to take very much time on him.
Nope.
Next up, Peter, white guy, got a weird, weird look to him. 31-year-old business owner, also boring.
Creeps me out a little.
The collar of his t-shirt, it's not exactly a scoop neck. It's just too big. The diameter is too large. And kind of weird. So I'm out on Peter for that reason.
Next up,
Rob, 30-year-old law student. Now, Rob's probably studying real hard, probably doesn't know what's going on style-wise, so he came with, like, the Zach Braff, mid-2000s messy hair, like, just put a little product in it and just kind of, like, whoosh it around. Rob, look around, buddy. Look around at the other white guys in the room. They all have crisp, clean, combed hair, pal.
Maybe standing out, though. When I looked at all of these, Rim, I said all the white people, I don't want to be racist, but all these white people look exactly the same to me.
I'm not going to disagree with you. Nobody stands out. Among the whites, not many people stand out. His answers were also boring. It's a mixture of these answers are boring and these later guys, and also we just need to riff through them. So
We're running out of steam.
I'm very tired of talking about dudes my age and judging them based on how good of potential partners they would be. That really wears on a guy when we have to do this for 45 minutes straight. So yeah, we're running out of steam. Okay, thanks for listening. Last guy, last but not least, maybe least, I don't know, Will. 11th black guy, 28-year-old sales manager. He said, if you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? He said, Will Smith, because he's the Fresh Prince. Standard answer, what do you got on Will?
He looks like a nice guy, Rim.
Looks like a nice guy. I'm in on Will. Don't know enough about him to make any real. He's not my top five, I'll put it that way. That's it, AB. 31 contestants.
Jeez.
Gonna go ahead and say that's unprecedented without looking it up, but that's a lot of motherfuckers vying for Rachel the Queen's love. As a whole, what do you think of this group? Does this group, I know we haven't heard any of them speak yet, but looks wise, occupation wise, background wise, what you feel good about this group? I mean, some of the seems to be some more serious occupations, and they seem to be older than the traditional cast.
I'm a big fan of this cast, Rim. Seems like they're trying, it's getting serious with our girl Rachel. They're trying to find her love. And I like it. And a good looking cast, too.
You wonder if the people who, Bachelor is so popular, obviously, if the age, the median age of people watching the show is growing older as the show has been on for 15 years or whatever now. So maybe they're starting to skew the contestants and Bachelor Bachelorettes older to match that. So, because people are going to get tired of watching 24-year-olds fight over, 21-year-olds fight over 24-year-olds, right? And everyone knows it's all a sham. But if you can convince yourself that Rachel is here to marry someone and the majority of these guys are here to marry Rachel, that to me is a more entertaining show.
Great point. Well said.
Thanks, man. All right, before we make our top picks, before we fake like we know what we're talking about and pick three random dudes, we've got to talk about some recent major events in Bachelor World, AB. First, Ben and Lauren broke up, AB. Ben is single. So when I'm cutting up these audio clips, I'm like, well, that's only a little sliver of the screen. I got to get more than that. And then it comes time to record, and you're like, this is way too long to listen to for one riding solo joke. But anyway, the joke is Ben's riding solo. That makes me laugh because it's a funny song to think about when you think about Ben Higgins.
What do you think Ben's next move is, Rim?
Running for state legislature.
Okay. His reality TV show career done, would you say?
Besides, I think so.
I assume he'll do the occasional Bachelor cameo.
Agreed. Well, you watch that abysmal Ben and Lauren in love show, right? And it, I mean, you agree it was terrible.
I could tell they didn't really like each other, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's almost as if falling in love on a reality TV show where you go to trips, go to exotic vacations every 3 days and have most, you know, extravagant one-on-one dates while you're dating 25 other women at the same time isn't really a good indicator of relationship prospects for the future. I don't know. Just
might not be the best way to do it.
Might not be the best. Yeah, might not be the best way to find your mate for life. Who knows?
We're talking about our favorite Bachelor contestant ever. And it's not even really close.
Out of two for me, but yes, it's not close at all. I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear about these breakups. As far as I'm concerned, these people get engaged on the season finale and then they go off to a farm. Like when your parents tell you that after they put down the family dog that you went to the farm upstate, but really he bit your neighbor's grandpa's hand and they killed him. I don't want to hear about these breakups. Let me live in this fantasy world where Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell are happy.
I'm with you. It's sad.
On the other end of the spectrum, who'd have thunk it? JoJo and Jordan are still the two slimiest, fucking fakest people in the history of this show are still together.
In your fucking face, Rim and AB.
Houseway. How are they still together?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I hate to admit this, but according to their Instagrams, which as everyone knows is the true reality of someone's life, their day-to-day.
Absolutely.
Not curated at all. You can tell. You can judge someone based on their Instagram. God damn it, AB. They're a cute couple. They're a cute couple. I think they're in it for the long haul.
I do, too.
Okay. Next news item. Sad. Sad news item, which we have not discussed yet. Chris Soules, allegedly drunken driving accident, which resulted in the death of a fellow Iowan, unfortunately, AB, last month. As you may have heard, his audio of his 911 call was released shortly after the accident, and not looking good for Chris Soules. I didn't watch back then. You know Chris Soules from what, not personally, but from watching the show.
See, that's the interesting thing, though, Rim. Like, there's kind of ties to it. Like, I have a few people that I've I have like a loose tie to Chris Soules in Iowa. Like, you have a loose tie to most people when you live in Iowa, kind of.
That's fair.
And like, I kind of got like some inside information about this just off random people that I know a couple people that know him.
Can you spell? Are you going to spell anything, or do you want to be? I mean, don't be obstruction of justice like Trump out here, AB.
I'm not going to. I don't want to incriminate the guy. I mean, I think. From what I've heard, it was known, he is a known drunk around town.
Well, first, and how old is he? Let's say he's 36 or 37, right? He's kind of old for this show. Apparently he went to some convenience store, purchased alcohol, and then got into a car accident. They found open alcohol containers, if I recall correctly, in the vehicle, right?
Yep. Yeah.
My guess is, not the first time he's done that.
And
just a hunch.
There's no, I mean, I want someone to tell me a reasonable explanation for why you would leave that crime scene unless you were drunk. I just cannot come up with any reasoning behind it.
On a happier note, our last news item. AB, I know this is getting your juices going. ABC announced recently they're coming out with basically a winter sports-based MTV challenge featuring former Bachelor contestants, which to coincide with the 2018 Winter Olympics, which shout out to me. I thought we just had the Winter Olympics. Who knew? Let me read this description for you, AB, and see if this gets you going. Described by ABC as an ode to the Winter Olympic Games that will take competitive dating to a chilling new level, the spinoff will reunite all stars at a luxurious winter resort where they will go head-to-head in winter-themed athletic challenges, including the toughest sport of all, AB.
Love.
Love.
Wow.
I am all in on this.
I couldn't be all more in. I could not
I'm
be
not
more
a big
in.
I'm not a spinoff guy. I didn't watch Paradise. I don't watch this. I am all in on. Imagine Corinne like bobsledding. You know what I mean? Or Chad. Or Corinne ski jumping. Corinne doing any of these snow things makes me laugh. Chad is going to absolutely dominate the competition.
Oh, yeah.
And the women as well. I mean, this is TV I can get behind. And it's airing at the same time as a Bachelor season, so you don't have to dedicate a separate portion of your life to this. You can just be a loser for 3 months out of the year instead of a kind of a loser for 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
So it's at the same time as the next Bachelor is what you're telling me.
I believe so.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm all in. You know I'm
in on that too.
One of the my main loves in life is MTV The Challenge, which is a spinoff of a reality TV show. And this seems they're just stealing it from them, and it's going to work great.
You almost wonder what took you so long.
Here's the thing. You build up these people and these brands on your TV show, and then you let that brand die. What The Challenge does and what they're great at is they have this show where it's the real world and you fall in love with these characters and you start to really like these characters, and then they throw them on this spinoff TV show, so you just get to keep moving along with their story. It's a great idea, and I can't believe they haven't done more of this stuff.
Spoken off the cuff. Like a true Bachelor and Challenge expert. Period. All right, AB, let's get to our picks. I'm going to have you go first while I scroll back up and see if I can think of any guys worthy of Rachel's love.
I got you. I'm going to break it down in my three categories: blacks, whites, others, of course.
There's only three others, but go ahead.
Top black people? Let me rate.
I didn't tell him to do this, by the way. So for people thinking Rim's pulling the strings behind the scenes, making it all about race, it's not all me. All right? It's not all me.
Listen.
It's a funny bit. What you're doing is funny.
It's going to be a racially charged Rimcast, Rosecast season.
It's like Eastern Conference and Western Conference. You got the Western Conference, which is the black guys. And you got the Eastern Conference, which is the misfits and dorks and losers who really probably aren't going to win in the end, but it's a good conference at the same time.
Okay,
who's the LeBron of this Eastern Conference is my question.
I got number three, Diggy. He fell a little bit when he told me about some of his answers. Josiah, number two.
Okay.
And then okay. DeMario, Big Sexy.
I have Big Sexy DeMario. Okay. What about? Oh, sorry. Go ahead with your white ranking.
White people. I only have two guys I like. I only have two. I only have two there.
This is ridiculous. Yeah.
Jamie, number two. And Matt. I don't think he's gonna win, but he's one of my favorite guys after reading his bio. Yeah. And then Brian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 37-year-old. He's the old one.
I think she'll like that.
I do too.
I think she'll be into that for sure. My top, whatever, I'm going to go DeMario too. DeMario, you know, what Chris said about him made him seem like he's going to be the bad guy, but guess who makes it really far and then he's the bad guy? DeMario and fucking, I mean, drop dead gorgeous. The guy is drop dead gorgeous.
He's the best looking guy in the season.
Easily, yep. Easily.
Nine close.
I'm going to go my next guy. I'm going to put Jack Stone in there. He's an attorney. He's 32. And again, we didn't mention any of his question responses, but they were solid. I mean, he's fine. Jack Stone, maybe. I regret picking that, but I'm sticking by it.
I don't see it.
And Diggy. I'm putting Diggy in there. Diggy seems like a five-tool player. Diggy's got the career aspirations and success so far. He appears to have the height. Don't tell me his height. He's got the looks, and he seems like he'd be funny and personable. Again, Raymond A.B. turning a blind eye to Diggy's ignoring a missing person report. But,
yeah, I like that's Diggy. Tough.
That's a tough one to do, but you got to do it.
I also liked Blake, Rim.
Which Blake? White Blake or Asian Blake?
Asian Blake.
Okay, me too. Me too. Yeah, White Blake's got no chance. No. And then Kenny. Kenny the Wrestler. I just want Kenny the Wrestler to do well. Is that his name?
Oh yeah, Kenny, my man Kenny. Yeah,
we gotta do. Kenny's gotta do well.
That's my man Kenny.
Kenny looks. Looking at Kenny's face. He's the type of guy that if you met him, you would have any guy in the world. If you met Kenny, you'd have an instant connection and a lot of things to talk about.
You would instantly dap hug him. If I saw Kenny, not knowing him, I would dap him up and we would hug.
Yeah, 'cause
I know he's that type of guy.
Kenny, what a great guy. Okay, that does it for our season preview. AB went a whole lot longer than we expected.
Well, there's 31 fucking people. I didn't know that was going to be the case.
I mean, unprecedented. That's, you got to warn us. I like Chris Harrison a lot. He kind of pissed me off today by dropping 31 bombs on us like this 5 days before the big show. If you haven't already, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, not iTunes anymore, FYIAB. You probably didn't know that. If you're a new listener, if you enjoyed the show, maybe leave a review. If you didn't enjoy the show, leave that to yourself. We will be, what do you think, new episodes releasing on Wednesday if we're diligent. Follow along on Twitter, of course, where we live tweet the episodes, and more clever roasting occurs during the episodes at RoseCastES. And also, they're doing the Fantasy Leagues again, AB. I don't know if it's through ESPN. I haven't seen any promotion on ESPN. Chris Harrison mentioned it at the end of the live stream, and he said a website I don't think I've ever heard of. But we will cook one up and link to it, and we want you all to join. That'll be in the show description. AB, you got anything else?
No. Excited for the season, Rim. It's back.
I'm very excited. I'm optimistic. I kind of dreaded going into Nick Vial's season. I'm not dreading this.
Nope.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be fun.
All right, AB, TTYL, everybody else, thanks for listening. Lauren Bushnell, what's up?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.